Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh my gosh, it's finally Friday.
Good morning, happy Friday.
Let's like take that in for 1 second. Yeah, you did it. You made it to Friday of what seemed like a very, very long week. I think maybe it was a time change, you know? That did not help for sure.
Yeah.
Like waking up, remember waking up on Monday this week? Ooh, first of all, that seemed like a month ago that we did that.
It was a long week.
And we're here and we did it. Congratulations. You deserve an award. Go treat yourself to something like stopping at like a fun coffee this morning. You know, if you can do that for yourself, do it. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend for some of you guys. Part two for some of you guys that did it last weekend. You're doing it again. Man, I was, I put this on my Insta story. Like, everyone feels like they're going through it right now, too. One of my, I don't want to call her a woo-woo friend, but I'll call her a woo-woo friend. She does, like, astrology and stuff like that.
What does that mean? What's a woo-woo friend?
Like, a woo-woo friend. She just into, like, woo-woo stuff, you know? Like, astrology, yoga. What would you call it? Like,
Like, witchy. Like spiritual.
Yeah.
That might be the
Is that a term that people use to describe people?
Woo-woo.
Oh. Wait, why when she says it in a tone do you understand it better?
You said woo-woo, and I was like, I did not know what you meant.
Why when Charlotte says it with a woo-woo?
Because the inflection versus like you,
we can't start the show.
I didn't know.
Okay, anyway, she texts me last night. She goes, we have an eclipse full moon going on right now, which some of you guys know.
Yes, we
have two planets in retrograde. So if you're not feeling it, then you're not being honest with yourself. So if life feels weird right now, that's probably exactly what's going on right now. So like life feels chaotic,
that must be it. All right,
then like everything feels a little chaotic in your life right now, that's probably,
I guess, you have an excuse to blame it on the moon. If you need to point a finger at something,
you can blame it on the moon, or apparently one of the
poor moon,
one of the
she's just out here in the sky and everyone's always trying to be like, you're a meanie.
Did you guys see the blood moon last
night?
Yeah,
it was wild. Even driving in right now, you can still see it. It's crazy.
Cool. Gorge.
It's crazy moon.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess. Number three.
Baltimore St. Patrick's Day Parade is this Sunday, March 16th. For over 65 years, thousands of spectators from the region have crowded the streets and sidewalks of downtown Baltimore and the famous Inner Harbor to watch just thousands more march and celebrate Irish culture. The parade steps off from the Washington Monument, proceeds south on Charles Street, and then continues east towards the Inner Harbor. That's going to start at 2 p.m. And you can get more info on Sunday's parade at irishparade.net.
Number two.
After filing for bankruptcy last November following years of losses, Spirit Airlines is now ditching its budget reputation and aiming for the premium market. The airline plans to attract higher paying travelers by basically revamping their loyalty program, and they're forming new airline partnerships and basically now making the decision to shift away from low fares. Spirit is betting on a fresh start despite their failed merger with Frontier and furloughing hundreds of pilots to cut costs. This also follows this week's news of Southwest Airlines dropping their free checked bags policy that's starting May 28th.
Y'all gotta chill.
I know.
Listen, Spirit, you're not the one. Yeah, like Southwest, maybe. Maybe you're the one. Spirit, my ass hurts so bad in your seats, you don't even give me a full tray. Yeah, you're not going to charge me full price. Like, if my tailbone is sore for a week.
I just wonder if the plane, if, like, the seats and all that kind of stuff is going to change. I mean, it has to if they're going to start charging more and basically veering towards that direction,
and
right?
And Jess will tell you, I'm the fan here.
Fan. You love Spirit.
I fight for Spirit, man. Yeah. And I actually get in fights in Spirit. Like, you have to get fight. Like, I literally get in fist fights when I fly on Spirit.
Oh, okay.
Like, I guess what you got to do when you fly Spirit. But, like, I usually defend their reputation. But it's because I pay $37
right
to fly from here to Vegas. And so, like, it's worth it. But if you're going to charge me $400
for half a tray,
like I'm not doing that, man. That's nonsense.
I know.
I hate that. I know.
Number one,
Kim Kardashian revealed in the newest episode of The Kardashians that she no longer has her engagement ring from ex-husband Chris Humphries. She claimed Chris required her to return the diamond ring as part of their 2013 divorce settlement, despite the fact that she paid for most of the 18-carat ring purchase. Take a listen.
I didn't keep that. I was pregnant with North, still married to him. And in order to divorce him, he said I had to give him the ring in my divorce.
Jesus. That she bought,
that I bought. She contributed a fifth.
You know what? Best getting rid of that you could have done. Was
I know, but I would have loved a collection.
Chris later auctioned the ring for $750,000. What do you think about that? Like, if she technically purchased
she buys the ring,
but then a part of the settlement was like, you need to give me the ring.
I'm going to tell you, man, divorce is so weird. Like, I feel like my ex-wife got things that she should not have gotten. Now, she obviously got her ring. I wouldn't have asked her for the ring back, but
like, I will say, though, I mean, you guys were married for, what, 9 years?
9.5 years,
Nine and a half years. They weren't married that long.
Right,
so
right.
So, if it's kind of like a fresh purchase, why would you require that given to you when you actually didn't necessarily pay for it?
So, obviously, different situation, right? And they're both so wealthy, I think it's so dumb. But
yeah,
like,
right?
I think this sounds like a very petty move. Mm. I think that's what it was. It's probably a petty move more than anything.
Okay.
The ring, though, and actually, we can ask this question. Is there any real life person that kept their partner's ring in the split? I've never heard like a real life person that kept their partner's ring. I mean, I wouldn't want my ex-wife's ring in the split. You know what I mean?
At that point, I feel like if you guys have been together that long, that's different. But I feel like they were technically married for like 72 days.
Yeah.
I mean, that check probably just went through. Like, right. Why are you taking the ring if she bought it? This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go, man. Friday be a great day. Play along in your car, too, and see how you do today. And text us. Also, I always love when you text us and tell us how many you can answer correctly out of these 7 questions, because one day it's going to be you playing for the $1,000. Today is caller number 10, though. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. It's Lena.
Oh, hi, Lena. Good morning.
Hey, Lena. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
Lena, you sound so chipper this morning. Are you in a good mood on Friday?
I'm just so excited to get through.
Lena, you sound like you have a lovely voice. What do you do professionally? You should be like a voiceover artist or something.
An IT.
You're an IT. I feel like you're career'd over here.
No, she probably gets paid way more than we do, so she's fine.
That's true.
Not as much fun.
Maybe that's right. But you're in the right spot over there. Okay, Lena, have you played the game before?
Once.
Okay, so you understand how this goes. We're going to explain the rules for everybody so everybody can play along at home. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get into our $1,000 game here. Jess, how do we play $1,000 minute?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 and free dashing gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just gotta say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Lena, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Which toy features a colorful pegboard and glowing pegs? We can pass.
Light bright's
correct. Question number two. Which punctuation shows excitement?
Exclamation mark.
Correct. Question number three. Spell the word temperature.
T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E.
Correct. Question number four. Which famous river is dyed green every year in honor of St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, wait. The one in Chicago. Is it called the Chicago River?
Correct. Question number five. Who is SpongeBob's best friend?
Pass.
Question number six. A loaf of bread costs $2.50. If you buy 3 loaves, how much did you spend?
$7.50.
Correct. Question number seven. Who was Michael Jordan's first NBA team?
Oh, Oh, first. Let me check.
Come on, you're doing so well. IT over here, you got this.
Okay, both.
Correct.
Question number five. Who is SpongeBob's best friend?
Oh, gosh. Is it...
That's 60 seconds. No! Oh, my God. 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 I can hear the click, 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 click in the background, too.
It was that sound is so satisfying to me. Okay,
that
Lena.
That was so IT of you, by the way.
It was so close, we have to give you best round of the week because
you get best round of the week.
I will say maybe even best round of, like, the month. Because you have been the only player that's gotten that close
that
in
was
the last
month. That was, like, skin of your teeth over there.
Yeah, that
there.
Was crazy.
Do you know who that is, by the way? Do you know SpongeBob's best friend?
I don't.
It's Patrick Starr.
His name is Patrick Starr.
Oh, it is Patrick?
Yeah.
Patrick.
No, you're like, is it Squidward? You know what? You know.
Did you know that? Like, if we say Patrick, do you know that? Or are you still nothing?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah. It's Patrick. Yeah, Patrick. You're like, wait, but what about Sand? No, I get it. Yeah. No, that's okay. Patrick. Yeah. 10 toes down, always Patrick. And yes, the Chicago Bulls, when you just had to double check, but you got that right.
Man.
Yeah, I thought I thought that was too obvious. I'm like, let me just double check it.
I know.
Also, when you were like, the Chicago River ? That's crazy.
Man, you had my anxiety up on this one, man. I thought we were going to write those gas cards over you today, man.
You did so good.
Hey, I feel good about it. I feel good. Hopefully, next week you're going to call back and we're going to do this all over again. We'll have 7 new questions on Monday and we'll play again for that $1,000 in free gas, okay?
We'll try it.
Have a good weekend, Lena, and make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Alex from Pikesville, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I think I'm demanding an apology from my sister because she doesn't care at all about my 40th birthday.
Oh, well, why do you say that? What happened?
Well, because I went to Cancun for my 40th birthday with a couple of friends of mine. Yeah. And in lieu of gifts, I set up a GoFundMe page and send it out to all my friends and on social media and see who can, you know, contribute to my trip.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I don't want to get put in the same category. Yeah, exactly.
You're already doing more than my sister.
Okay, all right.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. All right.
So, yeah, she was the only one out of my immediate family. A bunch of friends, you know, donated a few bucks here and there.
Yeah.
So my immediate family, she was the only one that didn't. And it kind of hurt me, and I texted her about it, and she kind of just blew me off like it was nothing. But for me, it's my 40th birthday. It means a lot to me. She knows that. We're usually really close, but this has kind of put a divide because she turned 40 a couple of years ago. And I had to move around a bunch of stuff for work. And like I had another meeting that day and I had to sacrifice a bunch to get to her 40th. And it's like she doesn't even care about that. Like it didn't cross her mind.
I mean, that does seem surprising, especially if you like celebrated her and especially like to go out of your way to do so.
Yeah, and in our family, birthdays are pretty important.
Yeah, no, I mean, especially 40. Like, I get, like, I turned 40, almost 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Like, I feel some kind of way, too. There is this weird, you know, milestone that we put on that one, so I get it. How are you guys today because of this?
I mean, since she, like, just blew me off the other day, I haven't really responded. I'm, you know, kind of hurt about it.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. So what can we do, I guess, is the question.
I don't know. See if she will apologize. I mean, that's kind of all I want. I don't really want her money. Just an acknowledgement of my birthday.
I definitely want to hear her side of it. I think that obviously that was special to you for your birthday. I do feel, however, and this is just like my personal opinion when it comes to GoFundMes or just anything, like if it's money for a trip that's like maybe extravagant or like luxury, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe like certain people possibly might not be in the place to contribute to that.
Right.
And I think that is just something that I would keep top of mind as all. I don't want to disregard your feelings, but I think that's how I would feel if I wanted people to contribute to something like that.
I mean,
maybe.
I wouldn't call Cancun luxury.
Well, I mean, for some.
A few bucks. Like, not to call her out, but she's definitely got some money. She can throw a few bucks over. It's not like she can't contribute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. You've never been here for a Forgive and Forget before. That's exactly what we're going to do. Marissa doesn't quite know what this is about, but we invite people to come on our show. We say, hey, we're a radio show here in town. We do a segment about forgiveness. We'd love for you to come on because there's somebody that wants to bring you on here. We won't tell you who wants to bring you on this segment, but if you're willing to come on to clear this up with somebody that wants to bring you on to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology, she's agreed to come on with literally not any idea who wants to bring her on. But can we clear this up between these two and figure out, like, why would your sister, who you celebrated her 40th, not really want to celebrate yours?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something deeper here that, like, we need to clear up. Alex, just don't let Marissa know that you're on until we give her a chance to try to figure this out, okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, then let me get a Marissa really quick. Hi, Marissa. Good morning.
Hey.
Thank you again for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, no problem.
So obviously, you know that this is a segment about forgiveness. I know that, you know, Charlotte at least explained that to you, but I know that you also don't know who it is that wanted to bring you on. Did anybody come to mind, though, of maybe who might want to bring you on this segment?
I'm not sure, actually.
Well, the person that wanted to bring you on Forgive and Forget today is your brother, Alex.
Why didn't you give me any money for my birthday?
Because I was laid off.
Yeah, but you still have money.
Wait, hang on. Marissa, you just got laid off?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, we are so sorry, but that is information we did not know. Alex, you didn't mention that.
They gave her 6 months severance, and she still has 4 months left.
But it's running out, and I really have to, like, budget. For context, I got laid off from my job right before Alex set up his GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. You know I love you, and I just feel like this is kind of tone deaf, because just because I have money doesn't mean that, like, I know I'm going to be able to find another job.
I mean, but you have 4 months left. $25 would have hurt you that much. Like, I did so much to get to your 40th, and you didn't even care about mine.
I just really need to budget right now, and I'm sorry, but
Alex, yeah, I think it was unfair to keep that massive piece of information when you were sharing with us the situation.
Why didn't you tell us that?
Because I didn't think it was important. She has money. She goes out and drinks. Is that part of the budget? She could have given me $25 to contribute
budget.
To my birthday.
Well, people's lives don't stop if they're laid off. We need to say that, okay? Listen, we have to be really sensitive with this, because I know a lot of people are laid off right now. This is a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, I could have. Okay, another thing that Alex was leaving out is that a lot of times these, like, going out for drinks is trying to see, like, put out feelers if people are looking to hire. Like, it's more networking situation.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, by the way, you don't even owe anyone an explanation about that, but, like, go on.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy to me. I would have contributed had I could, and I just thought Alex would understand at a certain point. And
well, she has the money. She can do it.
I gotta be honest. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I'd be kind of pissed too. I'd be kind of pissed. I'd be a little upset. We're here because Alex reached out to us, so I just want to make sure. Let me ask you the question: do you feel, Marissa, like you owe your brother an apology for not contributing to his GoFundMe?
No.
Would you be willing to take phone calls on this then, and just see if that's the general consensus? Because Jess is rolling her eye. Like, do you? Because you don't feel that way, do you, Jess? You don't feel like she owes.
No, I don't. I don't think that she does.
I'm wondering if it's a little distasteful not to. I know. Listen, I know, and I want to be really sensitive to anyone out of work right now. I'm not being, like, insensitive to that. I understand, but I can a smidge understand, like, severance. Maybe, like, could there have been?
I'm sorry. We're not going to tell people what they can and cannot do with their own money that they have right now sparingly. That's so insane to me.
I just want to get the general vibe on this. Are you guys cool with that, just to see how everyone feels about that? Are you guys cool with taking phone calls
right
now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you
I feel
okay?
More people will be on my side than you think.
Yeah.
Okay, 410-583-1065. So Alex is saying, hey, all I wanted for my 40th birthday was for people to contribute to my GoFundMe for my trip. Everyone contributed except for his sister. Now, she is currently not working. She's on severance. And Alex feels like she maybe had the money to be able to contribute, but you know, would that be insensitive to feel like she should have? This is Amanda in Easton. Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel like Marissa was in the wrong for this?
So I actually do, and not because of the money piece. I think that if somebody's important to you and you don't have the funds, you still need to communicate that. You can say, I'm going through a hard time. I can't contribute financially, but I want to celebrate you. So I think that she did have an obligation to do that or to communicate that to him.
So you think just because you're laid off shouldn't just be a blanket, obvious statement to everyone in your life that you don't have the money to do things financially?
Yeah, I think you owe people who are important to that type of communication because that's showing that you still think that they're important.
Thoughts, Jess?
I hear what you're saying. I think just from what she has shared, it felt like to me she did that as much as she could, but because he didn't get what he wanted, it wasn't enough. So I'm still empathizing with her on the situation.
All right, 410-583-1065. Who's up?
This is Kim in Baltimore on 2.
Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who's in the wrong here? I mean, do you feel like Alex is in the wrong by wanting this, or do you feel like Marissa's in the wrong by not contributing?
I just have to say, this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay.
I have never heard of a grown person creating a GoFundMe page for themselves for a personal trip. how selfish and self-absorbed can somebody be?
Yeah.
Forget about being laid off. You could be a billionaire and you should not contribute to somebody's Mexico trip. Sorry.
Period. Just period.
I
okay.
know. I just feel like if you make something, that's fine, but I just don't think you should be mean or like upset with the people who don't want to contribute to that. Like everyone has a right to not do that.
I would feel, I would feel some kind of way. Like if my sister didn't contribute to my GoFundMe birthday fair, I'd feel some kind of way.
I think that's something that you need to dig deeper into. Like that's a problem.
Who's up?
This is Kristen on 6 in Baltimore.
Kristen, we'll give you final vote here. I mean, who's in the wrong?
Okay, so the last caller literally took the words right out of my mouth, except all I have to say is audacity. Like, the audacity of this grown man who's 40 years old to, okay, for himself to go to Mexico and then cry about it because his sister, who was just laid off.
Yeah.
And no, like, it doesn't matter if she has money or the caller said, like, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I get that, like, you can be upset about them not acknowledging your birthday or something, but like, I don't know. I've never seen somebody make their own GoFundMe for a trip to Mexico. Like, if that's the case, I'm going to make like 5 for me to go to like Bali or like, you know what I mean? Like, that's absurd. Absolutely audacity. This man is a man child. I'm sorry. That is the last vote. It's not even, no, this isn't a democracy anymore. The man needs to grow up. He's 40. Okay.
So yeah. Alex, the vibe we're getting basically is that like, it's not like her responsibility, I guess, to do that by what most people are saying, at least, you know, like,
oh, well, I think most people are idiots then.
I feel like you're not looking at it from her perspective and what she's going through right now, man.
I think we do have to be
what about what I'm going through? I only have one 40th birthday.
Did you have a fun time in Mexico?
I mean, when I wasn't thinking about how selfish my sister was being.
Okay.
It did hurt me. Like, okay. I know I sound like a douche, and this is a douchey thing to do to set up a GoFundMe page. I realize that. But it hurt me. My feelings were hurt.
Yes, I understand.
And she can't even acknowledge that.
Marissa, do you have anything that you want to share with your brother?
I think the only thing is that I'm just kind of disappointed that this was such a big deal. Had I known that it would have escalated to this for like a freaking $25, I just thought you would be more understanding of my situation. I haven't come to you asking for money at this point, and I'm trying not to. So I thought that me just not contributing to your birthday would be an understandable situation, and I'm glad that like people don't expect me to
like ask for forgiveness, but I really hope that you can forget this whole situation. We can move on from it because I love you and you're still my brother. And like, I hope that maybe you can be more understanding of the situation in the future.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Trey Songz, Omarion, and Bow Wow are coming to Baltimore for St. Patrick's Day weekend. The Millennium Tour 2025 is taking over CFG Bank Arena this Sunday, March 16th, also featuring performances from Ying Yang Twins, Bobby V, Ray J, special guest Rick Ross, and so many more. And you can get more event info and ticket information at cfgbankarena.com.
How old are the Ying Yang Twins at this point? I used to go to, I used to work in Panama City, Florida, and the Ying Yang Twins were like the house band pretty much of Club La Vila.
Sick.
So how old are Ying Yang Twins at this point?
Let me see. I don't know. What an iconic tour. Like literally sure. Icons, like just redefining the hip hop and R&B music of the 2000s. Like this is incredible.
That's a fun show. They were born in 78, so that makes them, somebody do that math and text us. I can't do that right now.
Number two.
Stanley is having a sale on their tumblers for the first time ever. Stanley is marking down its Quencher H2O Flow State tumbler by 25% off. This discount is on select colors of both the 40 and 30 ounce tumblers. The sale is running now through March 26th, but obviously you need to get on these fast. Amazon, the Stanley website, and Dick's Sporting Goods are your best bet to score one.
Is there still a thing? Like,
I mean, everywhere I go, everybody has still? One. And also, they've never had a sale, so 25% off. Heck yeah, girl.
Number one.
A judge has granted Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' request for a protective order in their legal battle with Justin Baldoni, limiting the disclosure of sensitive information. Their dispute involves claims of sexual harassment, defamation, and more, with both sides accusing the other of media manipulation. The court ruled that only information highly likely to cause a significant business, commercial, financial, or privacy injury could be marked as attorney's eyes only. Now, both sides are actually claiming victory on this, with Lively's team saying it ensures the free flow of discovery material, and Baldoni's attorney argues it limits Lively's overboard demand for documents.
I'm just so sick of this. This is like, you know those friends that you have that are like always got some kind of drama, and like eventually just one day you wake up and you're like, shut up. Like, I feel like I woke up today and I'm like, shut up. Like, and the problem is like, it's a serious allegation. Like, I feel like I cared a lot at first, and now I'm just like...
With this is beneficial, though, for both of them.
No, it is.
Because it was getting wild on both sides of, like, releasing things and posting things, and so I hope that we can kind of get more, maybe just more protective orders like this, just for the public's sake and also for their own.
Right, yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Do you know what PMO stands for? Like, if someone abbreviates PMO, mm-hmm. Do you know what that is?
Can I say that on the air?
You can. Yeah, it's fine.
Pissed me off.
Yeah, pissed me off. I had no idea that's what that's... Charlotte, did you know PMO? If it's someone abbreviates PMO.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm just getting old. I had no
PMO,
idea.
PMO, PO'd.
We're talking about... There's a list out today of the most searched acronyms of 2025. And I... Like, if I was ever PO'd or pissed off, if you will.
Yeah,
like, my generation, because I'm elder millennial, Jess is, like, younger millennial, and Charlotte is Gen Z. So, we would always just say PO'd. So, you'd say PMO, like, pissed, like, PMO, like, that would make sense to you?
I know what it is, but I'm not going to lie, I don't really use either TBH.
Okay.
TBH. I use TBH for sure, but if I were to use one, I would say PO'd.
You say PO'd as well. Charlotte, would you say PMO or is that?
I actually just sent a text that said PMO.
Oh, what was that about? What are you PMO'd about right now?
No, it was yesterday, I think.
Mm-hmm. What were you PMO'd about?
Well, you know, I was having a crazy
we're having a week over here.
But no, I would say like that's PMO or that's PM. TFO. I don't even know.
Okay. Okay. So this, listen, let's go through some of these and see how many of these we actually would know. You can do, obviously do these with us as well. If someone says F-A-F-O, and I feel like that's come around a lot more. Obviously, we can't see that one, but that made the top of the list of the most searched acronyms recently with, I think, you know, everything going on. But do you understand? Does everyone understand F-A-F-O?
My mom loves that one.
She loves it. Your mom. Now, your mom's older than I am, so does everyone understand F-A-F-O? If not, you're going to have to go search that one. We can't say what that one means.
I can say blank around and find out.
Yeah. Okay. That works. SMH. Does everyone understand SMH
Shake
on the
my
show?
Head. Yeah.
Shaking my head is absolutely correct.
I feel like that one's had like a longer life than a lot of
so do I.
Acronyms.
Yeah.
I think SMH and TBH have been like long lasting forever.
And LOL.
Yes.
LOL's been around for a very long time.
LMFAO.
I would say LOL's been around probably the OG of acronyms.
Sorry,
you know?
Not LMFAO. LMAO.
LMAO, yeah.
Yes.
What about this one? I've never heard of this one before. OTP. Do you know what OTP is?
No.
Is that coming back?
What does OTP mean?
I have never heard of OTP before.
I'm like overtime.
Like your one true pairing?
One true pairing, exactly what that stands for. Point for Gen Z
Wait,
over here for
what
Charlotte.
What does that mean?
Let me give you a little lesson from Tumblr.com.
Please
from
use,
2013.
Use it in a sentence.
I honestly didn't know people were still saying this. So your one true pairing is like, that's your ship. Like, so say that you love Tiana. Princess Tiana and what's her prince's name? Naveen. So like that would be my OTP. Like if
we're
want
shipping
them together more than anyone else, that's my one true pairing.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So that's like your dream couple. Is that what you're trying to say?
Okay. Okay. Meryl Streep and Martin Short. OTP for me. I want them together.
What about this? If I say what about ATP? Anybody know what ATP is?
Yeah. Like, is that insurance? I don't know what that means.
Just like I'm gonna file my ATP
what
report
does
today.
ATP mean?
What, Charlotte, ATP means what? We're talking about, by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is the most searched acronym so far this year. What is ATP?
At this point.
At this point, it's absolutely correct.
At this point.
Use it in a sentence. So how would you use that?
At this point, I'm going to find a different job. No,
yo, okay. She's not wrong, by the way, either.
No.
Okay, so one more. TS. If we
Taylor Swift.
If not Taylor Swift or for young millennial, get that incorrect. I wouldn't know what it is either. Do you know what TS stands for?
I thought I was going to be 5 for 5 or whatever this was, but
what's TS?
TS is talk soon. So apparently if you see like TS at the
talk
end
soon.
Of like a text.
I like TTYL.
I would say TTYL as well, but there it is. So if you knew none of those, then maybe you're not as in depth as you thought you were.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a game based on Jess's tears where she literally just comes on the radio on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a game out of an emotional woman's emotions.
You want to know why?
That's it.
Because we are supportive of feelings.
We are.
And I think it's a healthy thing, you know. We don't call people crybabies and crap on them and crap on those who just want to be themselves because that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Crybaby hour. That was the first draft of this game, but
it was not. It
turned into Friday Cry-day instead. So here's how this goes: is Jess is going to tell you three reasons of why she may have potentially cried as an emotional person this week. Two of these stories are going to be made up. Okay, one of them is going to be an actual reasons of why she cried. You're going to try to figure out the actual reason of why she cried to win the prize. The prize this week is what, Jess?
A 4-pack of tickets to Hot Wheel Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire.
Let's go. Three stories. We'll start with story number one.
Story number one. My niece Abby, who you know from our weekly segment, Nieces Know Best, just turned 13 years old. And my husband, Garage Boy, and I called her to wish her a happy birthday. And we just kind of like started reminiscing about her growing up. And Garage Boy actually met her when she was 8. So we started looking at just a ton of old baby pictures of her, and it made me very emotional going down memory lane.
That's so crazy. When we started the show, she was 8. She was 8. Like, there was no Nieces Know Best. There was
Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just a baby.
She's
now
a
she's
baby.
Like a woman.
She's a little baby.
It's crazy. Happy birthday, by the way, to Abby. Story number two.
Story number two. So I just started watching this new Pixar show on Disney Plus called Win or Lose, thinking like, oh my God, this looks like a cute little animated series about kids playing softball. It's the middle of the week. Perfect. Lighthearted. Let me put it on. Big flipping mistake. This series basically reached into my soul, pulled out my childhood insecurities and deeply buried family trauma and was like, hey, maybe we should talk about these. I'm only in three. I'm three episodes in and I just had no business ugly sobbing like on a random weeknight. You know what I mean?
No, it's not what it's there for.
No.
Not on Tuesday. Not on a Tuesday.
No.
No. But you need to know that. Honestly, dude, like...
I should have known. Honestly, no. That was my bad. That was my mistake.
If I see that lamp going across the screen...
These are the people that give us up. These are the people that have an animated film about a small little orange fishy that gets lost in the sea...
You know it's
...after
coming.
Losing his mother.
You know what you're here
obviously.
For.
Obviously.
Story number three.
Dang you, Pixar. Story number three. As some of you might know, I have the dream of becoming... a Camden Frank, one of the beloved hot dog race performers for the Orioles. My dream is to be Relish, but technically I'm not tall enough because you're supposed to be 5'5". I think I'm 5'2". Whatever. I applied. I have not heard back. But when I was reflecting on the situation, I asked myself, is this what mascots across the country are going through? Some of the shortest people in my life have the biggest personalities, myself included, and we're just supposed to be cut off from living our dreams and bringing joy to fans all over the world because we're not tall enough? I want to be Relish, and I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to get there because, as Babe Ruth famously said, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Did you Google that?
No, I know that quote from Cinderella Story.
You Googled it. Don't lie to us.
No.
Show me your computer.
I know that quote from Hillary Duff, Cinderella Story.
Show me your screen
clock
right now.
It.
Show me your screen right now.
What do you want to see, player? You want to doubt me right now? Have you ever seen it?
Charlotte, go in there and check
the
screen.
Have you ever seen Hillary Duff, Cinderella Story? When something gets thrown against the wall, the pink wallpaper gets pulled down, and the original wallpaper that her father has... is a quote from Babe Ruth, and that's what it says. Don't so play sick. Me.
Okay, so which one is the real cry for the week? Let's go to Brandy in Glen Burnie. Hi, Brandy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What story do you think it is? Number one, number two, number three?
I think it's number one.
And story number one is the one about the...
Abby.
Oh, yeah, Abby. It's Abby's birthday. She's 13. Holy crap. And why do you think it's Abby's birthday?
I know Jess loves her family, and I know I get that way with my little brothers and sisters. They're getting older now.
So true. Mm-hmm. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
It wasn't the real cry.
I'm surprised.
So is I.
The deduction's good, though. It's definitely, Brandy, it's a good reason.
I think maybe because, like, we were on the phone with her, and we were just so, like, it wasn't, like, tears. It was more like, oh, my God, Abby.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the vibe of the call, and I think, like, keeping that energy, looking at all of her photos... So no tears, but just like, I don't know.
That's wild.
Exciting to be here with her in that chapter.
Isn't it? Thank you for playing, by the way. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Thanks. Isn't it weird seeing...
It's weird.
Like seeing your like little whoever's in your life, is your kids, your nieces, your nephews. Like my...
It's really weird.
My niece is walking. Like she's standing up now, not walking yet, but she's standing up.
And I'm like,
bro,
you were literally just born yesterday. What are you talking
about? You were 3 pounds. I just held you in my arms. Like what the hell? That's not right.
It's crazy.
Let's go to, this is Michaela, Bellcamp. Hey, what's up, Michaela? Oh, Michaela.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Michaela. Bellcamp's got terrible reception today. Michaela.
Is it Michaela? Oh, no, wait, we can't hear you. Is there a better connection? I wasn't sure. Is it Michaela or Michaela?
It's Michaela, right?
I thought she said Michaela.
Oh.
But I could be wrong.
Michaela.
It's Michaela. Yes, Michaela. Okay.
Michaela, you got two stories left. Number two, number three. Michaela, I got to hang up on you. Don't
no, don't
up.
Hang
It'll
up.
It'll be like the worst day ever.
No. Okay, wait. Okay. There she is. Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me? We yes. Move the van.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. Okay. Bellcamp. Okay. All the way in Bellcamp. What story is it?
We're going to go with two.
Number two. Why number two?
Because I just feel like
That is Jess, 100%. We listen every Friday. That is Jess.
I forget what story number two was.
The Win or Lose the Pixar series.
Oh, Pixar. Yes. Jess, was it Pixar? Was that the reason of why you cried this week?
Yes!
Was it really? Was
yes!
that fun?
You guys. Okay, first of all, congratulations, Michaela. I'm going to go on a rant really, really quick. You guys, I swear to you, don't you dare watch this show if you have plans after.
What's
you
it
are
called?
Going to be so emotionally messed up.
What
it's
is
called
it?
Win or Lose, and I swear to you, I'm like, oh my God. It's like animated. They're playing softball. There's going to be like some family stuff yeah. in here. I mean, they're going to win the championship. It's going to be so cute. It is so, like, it's like the complicated relationship you have with your parent of trying to make them proud. There's, like, a guy like that, like, lost the love of his life. There's, like, a girl who has, like, been put in the position of, like, parenting her mom. And, like, she's raising money to, like, stay in baseball. Like, it's just so heavy and so deep. And I was so mad at myself because I'm like, why did I think this was going to be lighthearted?
Yeah, why would I do that?
Like, why would I do that?
Michaela, yo, best guess ever.
I've been sobbing for like 3 days straight over this show.
Congratulations.
Okay, I feel like we lost her. I think she can hear us.
Are you there or no?
I'm here.
Yeah, she's here. All right, congratulations.
We're trying to stay on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold on for dear life, okay? Congratulations, y'all. That's called Friday Cry-Day.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.